With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. In an historic first, Vice President J.D. Vance has announced he will guest host the Salem Radio Network's Charlie Kirk Show live from the White House beginning at 12 noon Eastern Time today. The Vice President posted on social media that he wants to pay tribute to his friend who was assassinated on a college campus in Utah last Wednesday. Kirk's impact on a younger generation of Americans is being noted by political observers and Gen Z commentators. Author and podcaster Isabel Brown says evidence of Charlie Kirk's influence is all around us.
You're seeing teenagers take to TikTok and say, I'm starting a new series with a daily Bible study in honor of Charlie Kirk by the thousands. And I think Charlie would be so proud and so shocked to know that his biggest legacy wasn't to save the country. He got a chance to witness last November. But more than that, he is still working to save the souls of an entire generation and to bring us back to God in a time where we desperately need it the most.
A memorial service honoring the life of Charlie Kirk will take place this coming Sunday at an NFL stadium in Arizona. The service will be broadcast live on many of these same radio stations across the nation. President Trump continues to rail against Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, suggesting he cannot wait to replace Powell at the helm of the central bank.
He's incompetent. The Fed chairman's incompetent. Sure, I have three people that I like a lot. Any one of them would do a good job.
Powell isn't the only Fed official the president would like to replace. The administration asking a federal appeals court to clear the way for Mr. Trump to remove Lisa Cook from the Fed's Board of Governors. And the Fed, by the way, expected to cut its key interest rate later in the week. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks modestly higher. The Dow is up about 13 points. The S&P 500 index 27 points higher. This is SRN News. There's a new map of where faith is declining.
If you wanted to put the findings in their simplest form, you could say that religion is waning in the world's richest nations. A study by the Pew Research Center indicates that the most profound declines in faith can be seen in places such as France, Germany, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, Belgium, and Sweden. By contrast, religion is a lot stronger in countries that aren't so rich, including much of Africa and South America. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Rhode Island judge has temporarily stopped the Trump administration from changing the criteria for using tens of millions of dollars in funding to aid homeless people. One of the rules the administration wants to institute is that shelters must not let males have access to women's bathrooms and changing rooms if those shelters want to receive federal dollars. The administration also wants to require that homeless facilities do not hide illegal immigrants from authorities. This is SRN News. Federal Reserve policymakers do meet this week on interest rates as the president ramps up pressure for a cut.
The Trump administration's renewed its request to fire Lisa Cook from the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. A federal court ruled last month her removal was illegal and that Cook can remain in her position while she fights the effort. But the Trump administration sought an emergency ruling ahead of this week's Fed meeting on interest rates. Trump has been pushing the Fed for cuts, and last month, Chair Jerome Powell signaled one could be coming.
The baseline outlook and the shifting balance of risks may warrant adjusting our policy stance.
Trump's reaction?
They should have cut him a year ago.
This week's meeting will probably include Stephen Miron, though Miron's nomination has not yet been approved. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Getting tough on trade, Communist China launching two probes targeting the American semiconductor sector. More details, SRNNews.com.